my mom not feeling good this evening, and my grandma's tuckered out from a 600-mile trip. I said, I know the feeling. So they're at home kind of recouping a little bit. I'm glad to see all of you this evening. I was thinking about our houses and how much time and effort we put into our houses. We've been painting our foyer and doing some little things there. And earlier in the spring, while we put shingles on the house, and then we've got all these flowers outside, having a clue what they are, but we're trying to pull the weeds out from among them. I don't know which ones are weeds and which ones are flowers, you know, so it's not a good mixture. But do you do stuff like that to your house? Do you paint? Blake says no. You will someday. Do you do stuff like that to your house? Do you decorate it? Does someone in your home, are they the decorator, and they come up with all the pretty stuff? Now, that's not me in my house. You know, I'm just the worker. But Charity, well, she picks the colors of the paint. And 6-7 months, we had these paint swatches taped on all the walls, you know. It just drove me nuts. But, you know, the house is important, and she's working on that, and we're all kind of working together. Well, it wasn't too long ago that I was watching TV, and, you know, California, can you hear me? California has a lot of problems, don't they? In a lot of different ways. But they've got something out there called mudslides. Have you seen those? Well, I was watching this particular show, and these guys are filming this project or something, and all of a sudden, half the hill starts sliding down the hill and sliding toward them. So they're in the vehicle, so they take off, and here comes this tree with this big patch of ground following them down the road, you know. Well, you've seen the same thing, except you see people's houses sliding down the hill, right? Can you imagine, haven't we spent a lifetime, most of you, have you all lived in your, if you've lived in your home for a long time, raise your hand. Well, that's a lot of us, right? We've spent a lot of time working on our houses, and can you imagine seeing it slide down a hill? You see these people interviewed on TV, and they're crying. Their pictures are gone, their houses are gone, and you see this huge house come sliding down a hill. You know why those houses slide down those hills? I've talked to y'all about this before. They have bad foundations. They're not sitting on anything strong. Now, have you seen, what got me thinking about this, we've talked about this in the last year or two, I know, but have you been watching how we built the church building out here? We excavated these footings and we poured this concrete. All of the structure sitting on these foundations. Well, this evening I want to remind you that we are houses of God. Our lives are houses, and it's important to set our houses on something strong. So this evening I had in mind to have the kids, which I see none of. Where's all the kids? Well, I've got a kid project, so now what I do? I plan this for the kids. Okay, Brother Engel. That was a priceless expression, by the way. It was almost an oh no type thing.
Yeah.
Now you're going to participate too.
Yeah, I see. I thought maybe some kids are going to be involved, but now we're going to have some big grown-ups who's going to be involved.
That's right. Everyone out here is now kids.
Okay.
You're the leader. And you know what we need to sing?
We need to sing, "The Wise Man Built His House on the Rock." Okay? Can you leave that out? Can you all stand up and sing this with me? Now, here's the thing. You have to feel like your little kids sing the song right.
Okay? Well, I'm going to sing it like I would if I was going to be a group of kids.
Okay.
We're going to hand that and everything.
Okay?
Travis, yes. Travis is going to know what you're saying.
today, this evening, I want us to think about and be reminded that our faith needs to stand upon the foundation of Christ. We are a redeemed people, and we need to remember that our strength lies in the Lord. That's my whole goal for this evening. I want to remind you of that. And I want to do this in two parts. Before I state the obvious, before I state that Christ is our foundation, I want to point out to you that oftentimes we find strength in things that we really ought not to take strength in. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I do that. So I want to take just a little bit of time and remind you of this. A particularly bad foundation that oftentimes we gain strength from that we should not is other people. Sometimes instead of looking to the Lord, well, we look to each other. Now, we gain strength from each other as we encourage one another, but we don't gain the foundational strength for our Christian house, as it were, okay, from each other. And in 325 A.D. is about when the church had apostatized to the point that they claimed that a man was the head of the church. And everybody started looking to a man instead of to the Lord. So as I think about this, I think about the way that that went. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus says, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Now we understand the true meaning of that, but as people have drifted along through the ages, they've actually come to the conclusion that the church is built on Peter. They've actually bought into the idea of apostolic succession. They've actually looked at people and said, "I'm gonna build my spiritual house on so and so instead of on God." Now we would never do anything like that, would we? We would never look at the preacher and say, "Well, he's bound to be right. I'm going to take stock in the preacher. Let me just take a real good minute to tell you that I'm fallible. I make mistakes. You work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You don't build your spiritual house on Dan or you're dead wrong." Is that right?
That's right.
God is who we build our spiritual house on. Well, what about trusting in the elders? Well, now that's a good thing, don't get me wrong. But what about putting the elders as your foundation and you never question anything they do, you never compare anything they do with Scripture, you just say, "Well, if they're the elders, it's got to be right." Is that the same type of approach? What is the foundation? Foundation is Jesus. The foundation is the Scripture of the Word of Truth. Now, I got to tell you, our elders, you know where they find that truth? You know where they look for that foundation? They set good examples. They show us how to build our houses. But we don't need to look at them in such a way that we put them on a pedestal. And then we start developing a hierarchy within the church. And then we have bishops and archbishops and cardinals. Are you getting the idea? See what I'm talking about? What about this? What about building your house upon your own strength? Looking at yourself and saying, "You know what? I can't trust anyone else. But I think I can trust myself. I think I can determine what's really right and wrong, what really matters. I know that, and I can feel that." What about looking to strength? Looking at a foundation built upon yourself. Does that ever happen? It does happen. What about building your foundation for your spiritual house upon your relatives? Well, if grandma did it, who am I to do any different? My grandma's just one of the sweetest ladies. I'm telling the truth now. My grandma's visiting me this week, and she's one of the sweetest ladies in the world. But is grandma ever wrong? I haven't seen it lately, but I've known people that would not go in a different direction than their relatives. Particularly, I've told you about Jennifer Harper and my Bible study with her and how adamant she was about believing in God in a certain way, and it all boiled down to one thing. She said, "That's what my mom and my grandma believed, and I'm going to do it the same way." That's just what she said. She was adamant about it, only to find out that she was wrong. Grandma and mom didn't do it that way. Boy, that put a kink in her chain. You know? She was relying on her relatives. You remember what Paul said? Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey trip. I remember when Paul and Barnabas came into Lystra and Derbe, they healed a crippled man. And you remember they said they called out and they called Paul and Barnabas, what'd they call them? Hermes and Zeus. And what did Paul and Barnabas say? Don't do that. Don't. We're just humans like you are. You don't build your foundation upon us. But you know what, church? There is a whole movement afoot across our whole world, no matter what religious organization you're speaking of, that has people following people. You hire some great speaker to come in who tickles your ears and tickles your fancy and makes people glad to sit in the pew, right? They go home with the warm fuzzies thinking about great little cliche stories. And boy, then they start building a religious thought around a person. Oh, so-and-so, man, he's a preacher, right? That's not where we're supposed to build our spiritual house. I don't want any of you ever to look at me that way. That'd be wrong. Because see, I'm just sharing with you, God's great. Dan's not great. See what I'm saying? Nobody else. You pick anyone else out in this room, they're not great. But God is great, right? So Paul and Barnabas tore their clothes. They showed their distaste for that. They said this is wrong. Later in Acts chapter 11, Paul will say about the Bereans that they were more noble than the Thessalonians because they searched the scriptures daily to see if what Paul was saying was true. Now, can you imagine living in the first century? Would it not be a little bit hard not to put Paul up on a pedestal? I mean, Paul was the brotherhood watchdog. I mean, I pictured him like a pit bull for the Lord, jumping in there, sharing God's glory with everybody. Would it not be easy to put him on a pedestal? But Paul says, don't do it. He says, hey, the Bereans, as a matter of fact, they didn't do that to me. Says the Bereans, they searched the scripture to make sure what he said. So what were the Bereans doing? They were looking to God. They were not looking to Paul. So that's a good message for us too, that we should look at God and not be looking at other people for our strengths, right? Another bad foundation to build on, and we talk about this from time to time, is tradition. It's always been this way. This is the way we want to do it. You know, we have a Church of Christ tradition, don't we? Two songs, a prayer, two songs, the Lord's Supper, two songs, mark your books, and we're going to sing, don't we do it that way? Is it okay to change that? Or are we just adamant upon tradition? Do we feel comfortable? How do you feel when things are different? We haven't done the Lord's Supper tonight. That's different, isn't it? We're going going to do it afterwards? Do we place our strength, do we find our foundation upon tradition, doing things constantly the same way? You know, Tahira talked to me about something here a while back. Tahira, and I'm sorry, I hope this doesn't embarrass you. You're not the embarrassing type, I don't think. Tahira said, you know, I'm going to find out real quick. I might be in hot water, okay? Tahira said, you know, sometimes, she says, when I pray, I just like to get down on my knees. And she says, you know, I think about what others will think and how that will, you know, be viewed. You know, not that she's all that concerned, but she wants to do what's right. And I've thought that away myself. My grandfather, a few days before he passed away, he was laying in there in his bed and he couldn't get up anymore. Grandma come by his room, and my grandpa, Church of Christ man, had his hands raised to God. And you feel uncomfortable right now watching me with my hands in the air, don't you? I feel uncomfortable with them up. We see someone during the service with their hands raised to God, and we feel a little bit weird about it, don't we? Are we building our foundation upon our tradition? Are we squelching the Spirit's fire within ourselves when we say to ourselves, look, I can't do that. I can't get down on my knees if I want to approach God, or I can't hold my hands up if I want to. And I'm not advocating either one. I'm just talking about a principle, right? Tradition. Do we have some traditions, church, right here at Cedarloo? Do we have some traditions that we need to be careful about? I want you to think about that. I want all of us to think about that. Because, you know, some traditions are not bad. As long as we don't stand on them as a platform of strength. Our platform of strength is Christ, right? We should think about this. You know why? Because there's a big bunch of our brotherhood falling off into Never Never Land. Do you know that? Do you know that we have churches of Christ now meeting on Saturday night to have instrumental music on Saturday night, and then on Sunday they have a traditional service so they can split those people up so they won't be upset at each other? Do you see what kind of hypocrisy that leads into? Hey, you believe it's right or wrong? Is it right or is it wrong? What does God's Word say about it? Our brotherhood has considered having women serve the Lord's Supper. And there are some of our churches, some of our brotherhood schools that are teaching that that's okay. Now, you might have an opinion about that, and I'll just ask you to make sure it's a scriptural one, that God supports what you're saying. Isn't that the basis of truth? We've got to be careful. All of these issues are coming, church. They're coming here. We've had an eldership here for as long as I've known this church who have kept that stuff at bay. We have elders right now who watch out for the flock. If I start promoting something like that, that'd be on me just like a tick on a big dog. Thank God that we have shepherds like that. But I want you to know, it's coming. And we, as a church, we have to be ready. And the only way that we can be ready is understand where we stand. Are we going to stand on the quicksand? Are we going to build our house upon the sand? Or are we going to build our house upon the rock? Another bad foundation to build on is works. That really fits into our Romans discussion, doesn't it? Sometimes do we gain strength? Do we feel strength based upon our accomplishments? it's real easy for me to go outside and see this superstructure going up next door and say, man, we're growing. We must really be doing good. We, I. And get my focus off. We build our foundations on our works. I was watching 2020 in a religious discussion. They were talking about religious OCB. Anybody know what OCB is? Obsessive compulsive behavior. They're talking about the fact that there's a thing called religious obsessive compulsive behavior. They show different people who were caught up in certain religious rituals that were destroying their lives. One lady woke up every morning and she had to say 70 prayers before she ate breakfast, or she was scared to death that God was going to strike her with a bolt of lightning. That's the extreme of what I'm talking about. We can't work our way to heaven. We can't do enough prayers. We can't try to put things in enough order to save ourselves. And if we gain strength from that, we're wrong. The Galatians tried to do this. We got to be circumcised. You got to do this, or you have to do that. Justification, you see, comes through human effort. We can buy into that, church. We can buy into that in a New York second, and it will lead us away from God. Another huge thing that we try to find strength in is what pleases us. You see, I come to church, and if I leave feeling good, it must have been right. Do you know where I'm going? Do you know a whole world of people outside these walls that feel that way? Church is right if it's pleasing. Show me someone where God said that. God's word's not always pleasing, is it? Sometimes it's out and out hard, isn't it? So do we try to build a house on what makes us feel good? This is probably the biggest hitter of everything I've talked about tonight. We live in a world focused on what makes them feel good. And it creeps into the church. And before too long, we are making decisions as a church based on what will make us feel good and not about what makes God feel good. Our strength should be the Lord. I've mentioned more than a few bad foundations to build on. Can you think of some? Do you find some strength in your life other than the place where you know you ought to find it? There are other bad foundations to build on. What's your foundation? What's your area of weakness? We all have weakness. Think about it. Christ should be our foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11 says, "For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." If we're building our house and we're building it on anything except Christ, it's wrong. It's not going to last. It's going to be like a mudslide going down a hill. Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, Jesus says, "You are Peter, but upon this rock, upon Jesus, I will build my church." Jesus is the rock of our salvation. He is our strength. He is our chief cornerstone, Mark chapter 12 and verse 10. to which we align ourselves, to which we position ourselves upon in this spiritual house that we have. This spiritual house. You know, we have an individual spiritual house, don't we? And we also have a collective spiritual house in the body of Christ, don't we? God tells us to put that spiritual house upon Jesus, because Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18, Jesus is the head of the church. And we are to give glory to God in the church and in Christ Jesus, as Brother Travis read in the book of Ephesians this morning. Now, that seems pretty easy. And I'm aware of that. You might be sitting there thinking, well, we all know to build our house upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a children's song, right? 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 It's also an adult song, isn't it? I want you to know something. While we were singing that song, I saw some of you having fun. I was watching. You know why? Because you know it's true. We really build our house upon the Lord, or we're building our house upon other things. And we live in a day and age when there's a whole lot of other things to find strength in. We live in a time of Xbox. Oh, I wish we didn't. We live in a time of... see, and I have a lot of people laughing about that. I'm truth about that. I hate Xbox. I'm talking to Colton. He does too. We live in a time of computers. We live in a time when we can get in a car and go anywhere on a trip. We live in a time where we can get on an airplane and fly like a bird. We live in a time where our focus can be everywhere and anywhere except the Lord Jesus Christ. God calls us to remember where our strength is, lest we be involved in a spiritual mudslide, right? How would you like to see your spiritual house that you've worked on for an entire lifetime start rolling down the hill? Who wouldn't want to see that, would we? But sometimes, have you ever seen someone do a job halfway? Have you ever seen a house built sloppily? Is that a word? It is now, right? You ever see someone do shoddy construction work and then later just caves in on them? Plumbing problems, heating problems, foundation problems. Well, church, we all have a responsibility to do our best in the construction of the spiritual house and to make sure it's placed on the right foundation. We affect each other collectively as a body. We teach our children through our lives how to build their spiritual houses. If I build my spiritual house in a sloppy fashion, my children too will build in the same way, because they're watching. Has your spiritual house started to slide a bit? Tonight's an opportunity. Brother Dave's going to lead us in an invitation song, and you have an opportunity to respond to that. You can say, "Help! Throw me a line! Come on over here and help me shore this house up!" Or you can sit there thinking it's okay, or that time permits, you can always work on it later, right? Procrastination. You know what happens when you wait to do a project at home? Never gets done, does it? If it's anything like my house. What's your choice tonight? If your spiritual house is moving downhill, please make a decision to change direction tonight as we stand and as we sing.